porch, those things that you climb up, what do you call those?
Door steps.
Door steps. Now, if they're inside, like if you're going from the first floor to the second.
There's stair steps in there.
Stair steps.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about this expression. Say if I came in your living room and I left your door open and you didn't want it to stay that way, what would you tell me to do, probably?
Shut the door.
Shut the door.
Darren just said, shut the door. Or the fella got up and shut it himself and said nothing. Lots of times.
Have you ever heard anybody say anything besides shut the door?
I've heard them slang saying, say, shoot the door.
Shoot the door.
It meant slam it too, you know. I've heard them say, well, you didn't shut the door, you shot it. Men to hit it too hard together, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
What they meant.
Have you ever heard somebody say, well, you must have been born in a barn, you left that door wide open?
Yes, that used to be a common saying with people. Yeah. He was born in the barn, had no doors.
Yeah.
But he left the door with me, bound to have been born in the barn. I didn't know it. Ain't many barns got many doors to them, most of the sheds, you know. Ain't got no doors to their sheds.
That's right.
That's the reason why I said born in the barn, didn't have no doors.
You know, some of these frame houses that you see, those boards on the outside, they kind of overlap each other.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard that called anything in particular?
Siding.
The siding?
Called a siding. Weather boarding.
I see. Is that the same thing as what some people call clapboards? Have you ever heard of that?
I don't know. They got so many new stylish names for these modern building boards, so I don't know. Now, what I'm talking about, one laps over the other, and that way called, some call it siding, some call it weatherboarding.
I see.
And they got some stuff now, it puts together this way, it's kind of straight up and down. So I don't know what they call that. I call it wall boards.
Wall boards?
Yeah.
Well, you know that.
And then there's a little board that goes on those tracks called slat, called strips they call them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see. Well, you know that the part of the house on the top that covers the whole top of the house, you just call that the...
That's the roof.
Well, now, do houses around here, do any of them have these things right on the edge of the roof that carry off the rainwater?
Gutters?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, lots of houses got gutters. I don't know why they didn't put gutters on this thing, but they didn't.
Well, now, on most houses, are those gutters usually built into the side, or are they suspended, or what?
They generally hung on the edge of the roof, or the planks under the roof, they generally hung on to them.
Mm-hmm.
And pieces nailed in that help hold them up.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, you know, some houses that you see, they have different slopes of the roof.
Uh-huh.
And maybe a place where two different slopes come together. Have you ever heard that place called anything in Japan?
It's called a valley.
That's the valley.
Yeah, that's the valley in the roof.
And that's a little different from a gutter then.
Yes, the gutter goes on the edge of the house, uh-huh. And that goes where the roofs come together that way.
I see. Well, you know, before people around here had any indoor plumbing, did they have a toilet out back or something like
that?
Yeah,
they had a toilet outside. Outside toilets.
Have you ever heard that called anything besides just the outdoor toilet?
Oh, they had all kinds of slang names for them. I forget what